aren't lit. You know why, don't you? Because Sandy's not here. See, she and Buck went off to some remote island trip or something. I think they left this morning. Can you imagine wanting to leave this? I think half of us already did. All right, I want to share some things that I think is going on in people's lives, probably in the hidden parts, the quiet parts, the not so often spoken about parts. You know, sometimes we are embarrassed, or we feel ashamed, or we feel weak when we have these types of struggles. And when we hear about someone else who's constantly struggling in this way, we might think of them as weak. So I want to talk about depression, anxiety. I want to talk about feeling down. And I titled it, History is About His Story, because each of us has a history, and it often contributes to our feeling down. Especially if you watch TV at all and you see how well others are doing, or maybe family members are doing better, at least it looks that way. You know, you see the big houses and everybody doing well, but no one knows what's behind closed doors. And as I started this off, I was saying, we have our own closed doors, and we often are not willing, ready to share our struggle, our emotional struggle, the battle we rage. I remember identifying leftovers in the refrigerator. Have you ever done that? Yeah. You kind of open up the refrigerator and you get this whiff of something you don't want to smell. It's like, what is that? And you're looking all around. Underneath, oh, I forgot about that. And that was in there. Oh, when was that put in there? I don't even remember what it is. And you pull it out, you know it smells, and maybe you can't even see in it. It's like, do I look? Or just throw the whole thing out, right? So these leftovers that are in the refrigerator, what are they doing? They're taking up space. And you try to forget about them, maybe on purpose. And now they're smelling the whole place up. You know, that's kind of what happens to us. We kind of become burdened with baggage. And that baggage is smelling us up. Maybe we think we're handling it. Maybe we think we're good. I had someone tell me in times past, you know, they look into my eyes and they see pain. And I'm like, yeah, you're some prognosticator. Of course there's pain. Who doesn't have pain in their life? Let me see your hands if you don't have pain in your life. Never had pain in your life? Okay. So, baggage, leftovers. In our heart, in our memories, in our emotions. And sometimes it doesn't take much to stir them up. The world has fallen, sin cursed. Is it any wonder that we get hit by it? Is it any wonder? The curse of the law. Listen to this Old Testament warning from Numbers 14:18. The Lord is long-suffering and abundant in mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression. But he by no means clears the guilty. Remember, Old Testament, under the law. Visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and fourth generation. What's going on here? Well, has there ever been anybody in your life that you just could not tolerate? You just like, what is wrong with them? I don't even like being in the same room with them. When they're walking down the hallway, I'll turn and go down a different hallway. You know, that kind of thing. When they call on the phone, you don't even answer it. It's like, what are they calling me for? You know, avoid, put away, stay away. You know what the best thing to do? Go and meet their parents. You know what I'm saying? Go find out who raised them. Then you're going to get an insight as to why that person is the way they are. And then find out who raised them. Are you getting my drift? It's like the family culture gets passed down. If they're insecure, likely they grew up in insecurity. You follow me? That's what this is talking about. It's saying the sins of the parents are getting passed on from their parents down to their offspring. And the conditions of intolerance or unforgiveness or, oh man, somebody who just at the drop of a dime gets offended. You're like walking on ice around them, you know, thin ice, because it's just going to break at any moment. And it's like you don't even know what you said sometimes. And you're trying not to said anything. Self-absorbed. Here's Proverbs 10:24. The fear of the wicked will come upon him. And I highlighted that because without the Lord, without the supernatural grace of God in our life, the sins of the fathers are being passed on. The past, the baggage is there. And our natural man, remember super fear guy? The one that's so ready to fear so quickly. One little report and it's oh. You know what I'm saying? The fear of the wicked will come upon them because that's what they're focused on. That's what's driving them. That's what has them. And it's causing them to draw it to themselves. A well-known Bible teacher was sharing about what I'm sharing about and saying that all of her life she had a deep-seated fear that she'd end up like her father. Her father ended up being in a mental institution and eventually taking his own life. He just couldn't handle life and it overwhelmed him. And as the older she got, the more the energy she didn't have to deal with her stresses and her problems. And so she found herself on occasion beginning to kind of lose it a little bit and wanting to run away and wanting to hide and wanting to just, you know, shut down. And she said the more that happened, the more she began to fear she would be just like her father. In prayer, she would pray about it. She would try to get some help, but deep inside it was just there. Until she heard from Grace. And Grace said, you are just like your father. Your father in heaven. That simple phrase changed it for her. It changed it for her. Grace spoke to her. It changed her mind. It changed her heart. It changed her future. It only takes one word from God. And in this case, yes, you are like your Father, your Heavenly Father. You know, when you became born again, that is now supreme. That is thicker than water, thicker than blood. It's supposed to be the priority of your life, who you are in Christ. And that's what grace will do for us. Romans 5:20, where sin abounded, grace much more abounds. Okay? Just remember that. Here's the pitfall. We often see our lives not the way God sees it. And evil has a little trick I want you to become aware of. And the little trick is that when you're feeling down and when you're feeling bad about things, or maybe you feel people feel bad about you, or maybe you got a bad report at work or something, and maybe, you know, just things keep repeating in your life and you feel sort of cursed. Remember something. Oftentimes when we say to ourselves, I'm just never going to get over this. This is just never going to work for me. I'll just never be free. I'll just never have what other people have. This is my cross to bear. All the things that we often say. And we condemn ourselves. And we hear that and we readily embrace it and we take it. I want you to know something. The enemy likes to come along and suggest to you with the I word. And say he's suggesting to Linda, I'm not a very good mother, am I? Maybe she's been struggling with her daughter. And she sits there and says, I'm not a very good mother, am I? Where did the eye come from? It came from the enemy. Sometimes when you're talking to yourself, you better listen to yourself and realize it may not be yourself. It may be someone else suggesting to you. You're just a piece of no good nothing. You are worthless. But then they don't say you. They say, I am worthless. And we sit there and we say, oh, if it says I, it must be I. And I must be saying it. I must be thinking it. It must be I. And the enemy's like, yeah, it's I. Take it. Run with it. You're getting one of my point. It's the enemy that wants us to remain in the old, putting the emphasis on our unworthiness and not on what Jesus has done. I'm sure you know this verse or heard parts of it. 1 Peter 5:8. Be sober. Wake up. Stop being asleep in the world, asleep in your natural way of being. Stop being dull of hearing. Be sober. Be vigilant. Be attentive. Because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And maybe you're thinking of some other way in which he's going to devour you. But I just shared with you one. I'm no good. I'm worthless. I'm never going to get ahead. I'm always going to have this problem. I can never let it go. And we're thinking, it's I that's saying it. And he's devouring us. He's just chewing us up and spitting us out. And we're taking every I that he says as if we're saying it. Are you hearing me this morning? This is something that came to me when I was talking to someone this week, and I just think it's awesomely true. Remember where we are. Are we in heaven? We're in a sin-cursed, fallen world, aren't we? Feeling down or depressed in this world is natural. Everybody is feeling it. It's like walking into a pool of water or the ocean. It's cold. I don't like going swimming when the water's cold. I don't like going in the ocean when the water's cold. But every time I go into either one, it's usually cold. And I'm saying, the world has fallen. When you wake up with a bad dream, and I've shared with you, I have from time to time, more often than I wish. And I wake up in this funk, we call it. What am I waking up in? I'm in the waters. I'm in the cold waters of this natural realm. If you woke up in heaven, you'd never experience this. It would never be cold. Can you imagine waking up in heaven? Ah, I love you, Jesus, but I'm coming down today. You know, I kind of would like things to be a little better around here. Right? Not going to happen in heaven. And here's the point. This waking up down, feeling depressed, having this oppression come, is natural to our world, and everybody's experiencing it. And it reflects more of where we are than who we are. Because sometimes, you know, if you woke up on the wrong side of the bed once in the last week or so, you think, well, it just happens. And it's kind of a coincidence. But if you're waking up 4 out of 5 days that way, the enemy is going to come along and say, you know, it's not just that life's bad for you. It's that you're bad. There's a problem with you. It's you. And we'll sit there and say, yeah, it's me. I wish I was one of God's favorites, but I'm not. Who said that? Who said that? The enemy said that. And I'm taking it. I'm chewing on it. I'm biting in deep. And I'm being devoured by the enemy. How do I know this? Because we are all new creations in Christ. The old has passed away. That's a fact. That's a faith fact. And if I'm walking in the old and staying in the old, and standing in the waters and getting down and depressed. It's because of where I am. I'm waking up in this world, and maybe something has happened in my life and stirred it to happen, brought back the baggage, brought back the memories. What do I do with that? Consider this, Isaiah 43:22. I wonder if many of you have ever even heard this passage. But remember something here. When the scripture speaks of the waters, it's speaking about your emotions. Emotions are like waters. They go back and forth, don't they? When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. This is your Heavenly Father speaking. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Just knowing that alone can dispel the down and depressed feelings. But then 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and sound mind. Now what am I doing? I'm beginning to wade out of the waters, aren't I? I'm in the cold, and I'm beginning to wade out. My God is with me. These waters are not going to overwhelm me, and He's not giving me a spirit of fear, and I'm wading out, see? Condemnation is the culprit often. Why am I down? Why am I depressed? Because I'm accepting accusations. I'm embracing the defeat and the failure of the past that is never going to change. I'll never be blessed. I'll never get healed. I've never been able to believe God. It's never going to happen for me. Who's saying those things? Oh, I am. Who's pushing you to say it? Who's suggesting you to say it? The enemy. Condemnation kills the spirit, weakens our faith, and destroys our confidence in moving forward. You know Romans 8:1, right? There is now, therefore, no condemnation. If I'm in condemnation, where am I? I'm in the flesh. I'm not in the spirit. 1 Peter 1:13, therefore gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober. Here's that word again. Sober. Stop being drunk with the past. Stop being drunk with oppression and depressive thoughts. Stop letting it rule you as if it's yours. It's not yours. Did you hear that? I'm depressed. No! The enemy's telling you, I am depressed. What are you? A son and daughter of God. Depression is gone. It's pretty heavy and I'm feeling it pretty strong. But no in your faith mind. No. Gird up the loins of your mind and realize, no, I'm a new creation. I'm a new creation. It doesn't touch me. What I'm feeling, the waters that are overwhelming me, are just because I'm in this world and being human and fallen, being susceptible, doesn't mean I have to live in it and stay in it. And I don't have to own it. Gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober. Rest your hope fully upon the grace that is brought to you at the revelation of Christ. Who is Christ in you? He's your Savior. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'm closing with this. I really am. Paul wrote, and I put in the parentheses, stay grace-minded. Philippians 3:8. Yet indeed, I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord. What is he saying? My past is gone. The good and the bad. The happy and the sad. The victorious and the defeats. It's all gone. My history, my personal history, when you think about your history, you're actually watching a movie about somebody who died. Somebody you knew very well, very personally. But they died. Now you have a new movie. His name is Jesus. We changed histories on the cross. I'm no longer bound by the sins of the fathers. I'm no longer bound by the addiction and the tradition of being oppressed and depressed. I'm a new creation. I've been set free. What do I believe? What will I affirm in my life? I count all things as loss, the excellence of the knowledge of Christ in my life, for whom I suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ, not having my own righteousness, not having my own history, not having my own history, not having my own baggage, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. What is the power of his resurrection? It's my new history. It's my new history. But one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, forgetting those things which are behind. What is it that we do? We condemn ourselves for our past. We condemn ourselves for maybe the things we did wrong. And we'll sometimes, as being the victim, just take it in and play the victim. Well, you know, Jesus died for you and set you free. You're no longer the villain, and you're no longer the victim. You're the victorious in Christ Jesus. Forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Everybody's battling depression, feeling down. We're in the waters. Waters are wet. But we need each other to remind each other, that's not you. You're born again. Your past, by the grace of God, has been changed. We exchanged. We're sons and daughters. Now we have heaven inside of us. He was made poor so that we could become rich. If you're struggling with being down and depressed, remember where you are. It's not about who you are. And step back in to the life that belongs to you in Christ. Grace is greater than anything that has happened to any one of us. Let's pray. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Our God has given us the victory. And when the waters rise up against us, they will not overflow us. They will not carry us away. And sometimes when we're in that deep, down, depressed moments, like a riptide, it's just kind of holding us there. We can thank the Lord that His grace carries us through it. The storm will pass. The weather will change. But Jesus is the same. Even in the midst of our struggle, even in the midst of us feeling down, His love for us has not changed. The truth for us has not changed. We belong to Him. His story is ours. Our history, He bore on the cross. In Jesus' name.